Blog Talk Radio.
Shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Showtime Radio Time. I am Sweet Rascally Rabbit, broadcasting to you live in your sweet, beautiful ears, no matter how ugly you think they are. Oh, sorry for the sniffing and any noise you heard in the background. Oh my gosh. I just had like almost a whole bottle of Pace salsa, and my nose is like dripping and my mouth is kind of on fire. I love salsa, though. Depends on what brand. It's been a super long time since I've had Pace, but it's really good. Man, it's almost as good as that brand I get from Aldi's. I always forget what brand that's called, though. I'm going to be buying that brand when I get it this weekend so that I can compare the two, which means I need Pace to last me to the weekend. But the cool news, please, seriously. One of the reasons why you're tuning in is because it is Monday, Dancing Monday. Let me open up the website that I should have done before the show started. Today is July 25th. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 holidays going on. Yes, I counted. So let me tell you what those holidays are today. It is Culinarian's Day, Feast of St. James, Health and Happiness with Hypnosis Day, alliteration to the happiness, International Red Shoe Day, wish I had red shoes, National Carousel Day, I don't know any places that has a carousel though. National Hot Fudge Sundae Day. Ooh, yum. That actually sounds really good. National Wine and Cheese Day. And for the final holiday, Thread the Needle Day. I don't even know what Thread the Needle Day is. I think I remember looking it up. Here it is. Certainly is a day for those who sew. Well, duh. It also has a second meaning. The term thread the needle is also a saying. It means to either walk a fine and difficult line between two things or issues, or to do something difficult. For example, suppose two of your friends are on opposite sides of an issue. You may have to thread the needle on that issue as you attempt to retain both of them as your friend. I am actually very familiar with that. Not in personal experience, but from watching shows and movies. Grief. They love to cause drama. So, here's the thing. I'd love to go into history about St. James, the St. James Feast. And I would love to... There is actually a video I was able to find on YouTube about St. James. The unfortunate thing is, I thought it was going to be like a little speech or something with music in the background or even just a speech, but it's really, in fact, just a song with facts typed in the video, which is a little disappointing. But I looked it up. I tried looking it up, really. What happened to that? There it is. The Feast of St. James I'm speechless right now because the Feast of St. James is such a complicated thing, and I forgot to silence that. I'm dumb. Give me a second. I'm dumb. I had hit the snooze, but I did not turn it off. I sometimes use the clock on my iPod to remind myself of what I need to do. All right, so the Feast of St. James the Apostle in Spain. Yes, this is not a holiday that happens in America or other countries. This is in a specific country, which is Spain. So many people in Spain celebrate the life and deeds of James. son of Zebedee. On St. James Day, Santiago Apostol, which is on July 25th, of course. St. James was one of Jesus' first disciples. Some Christians believe that his remains are buried in Santiago de Compostela in Spain. Isn't there a phrase in Spain, about Spain that was used in My Fair Lady? That's right. The rain in Spain stays mainly on the plain. Oh, that's a weird phrase. It works very well, though. Okay, so many events are organized on and before St. James Day in the Basque Country and Galicia. These include special church services to honor the life and work of St. James, exhibitions of artwork by artists born or living in or near Santiago de Compostela, theater productions, street shows, concerts of modern and traditional music, including bagpipe performances, traditional dance events held outside. So I think I'm going to go ahead and start with a song, basically that's used in the video that I was talking about. It seems that he's a Moor Slayer, M-O-O-R, Slayer. It's interesting. I should have read the details in the video, but I didn't. I was more concerned about what was going to be played in the video rather than, reading the history of it. But anyways, so this song is called... Actually, I don't know what the song is called, but the music is the hymn to Santiago, St. James in Spanish, interpreted by the choir of the Cathedral of Santiago de Compostela. You could actually find this on the channel called Tresa de Lemos. Sorry, am I saying that wrong? Tresa de Lemos. Come on, I spoke Spanish for years. I cannot remember much, but seriously, I should be able to speak it. Okay. Anyways, you can find this song on the channel on YouTube called Tresa de Lemos. T-R-E-C-E-D-E-L-E-M-O-S. And you should be able to find it on their channel with the title St. James the Moor Slayer. And I'm going to go ahead and start the music. By the way, the whole thing is in Spanish. Thank you. And that was Saint James the Moor Slayer. I don't really know what the song is called, but it is the hymn to Santiago, Saint James in Spanish. Again, you can find that on a YouTube channel called Trece de Lemos. That's TRECEDELEMOS. It's a really cool, really cool song. I just realized, though, I don't really have any songs that'll transition to the next one. So, I didn't tell you guys the holidays that I am supporting. Well, if you haven't guessed, I'm supporting the St. James Feast, of course, because Spain is badass, even though they have some crazy histories. But another holiday that I'm going to support is National Wine and Cheese. Normally, I like to support the food holidays, because who doesn't love food? All right, food critics. Because if they don't love it, if they don't like it, they don't swallow. And if you recognize that reference, thank you. I love you. You're officially my best friend. All right, so the holidays that I am supporting today are St. James Feast and National Wine and Cheese Day. And if you're just now tuning in and wondering why I'm picking those two, it is because there is a website that I check out at least once a week so that I can give you these shows on a regular basis with something to talk about. And the website that I go to is called checkiday.com. That's checkiday.com. And what happens, what's on this website, I should say, are holidays that are pretty much happen every single day of the year. Today, those holidays are Culinarians Day, St. James Feast, Health and Happiness with Hypnosis Day, quite the alliteration there, International Red Shoe Day, again, I wish I had red shoes, National Carousel Day, National Hot Fudge Sunday Day, National Wine and Cheese Day, and lastly, Thread the Needle Day. I just realized, though, the red shoe is probably referring to one of those films. I think it has Tom Hanks in it. The Man with One Red Shoe. That's what it is. I've never really seen it. Well, that's not true. I think I might have seen parts of it. I just never really bothered to see the full film because I think it's stupid. I have certain tastes when it comes to movies. My all-time favorite happens to be The Goonies. I have almost the whole film memorized, and I know most of the facts that happen behind the scenes, especially when it comes to the video commentary of the film. Yes, I said video. You got to get the DVD. It's awesome. And it even has the music video of when Cyndi Lauper did, what's the song? Goonies Are Good Enough for You or something like that. And it's the weirdest music video ever. I don't know what they were thinking. It's really stupid. Anywho, I did happen to look up what kind of songs to play for National Wine and Cheese Day. So I just kind of looked up songs that mention wine or even are actually about wine, which is pretty cool. There is one song that I think everyone knows. If not, you've been living under a rock. Because, oh my gosh, this song is a classic, and I think everyone should know it. So get your shoes on, get your tennis shoes on, grab your water bottle, because this is actually a really, it's not a hip-hop song, it's not popping, but it is good enough to dance to. Everyone, dance to the tune of the Pina Colada song, Escape. I forgot who sings it, though.
Recording of a favorite song. read the paper in bed, and in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. If you like piña coladas, getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, if you like making love at midnight, in the dunes of the cave, I'm the love that you look for, write to me and escape. My lady, I know that sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady have fallen into the same old dumb routine. So I wrote to the paper, took out a personal ad, and though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad.
And that was Escape, a.k.a. the Piña Colada song, by Rupert Holmes. Yes, I know I forgot the name, but I looked it up. I remember now. So I believe I actually looked it up, and there are actually some cheeses that you can choose for your wine. And there are suggestions of what kinds of cheese to use for specific wines. For instance, you can have soft cheese, which pairs delightfully with lighter style wines. Examples of soft cheese would be like Brie and Ricotta. You can use, because they have like, they remain soft, you know, by retaining most of their moisture, or whey, I should say. And in many soft cheeses, molds are introduced to help break down the curds, leaving the cheese smooth, buttery, and refined. Soft cheeses age from a few days to a few weeks and are most flavorful when eaten at room temperature. I did not know that. Soft cheese's delicate flavors and textures pair well with lighter-styled wines, including white wines and light-bodied red wines. I would not know how to tell the difference. Well, I mean, besides color. And there's, like, three other matches. This is pretty neat. Semi-soft cheese are perfect for versatile pairings. Firm cheese stands up to full-bodied and sweet wines. Match extra firm cheese with medium-bodied wines. This is actually interesting. I should have read this information before actually starting the show. Let's see. For the semi-soft cheese, many of the moldy cheeses fit in the semi-soft cheese category. Like what? Oh, like blue cheese, gorgonzola, roquefort. I think that's how you pronounce it, roquefort. I think that it's French, so I'm trying to pronounce it French-like. Or at least it sounds French. So I'm trying my best to speak it like a French. But I'm not very good at that. I mean, I'm bilingual because I was born to speak two languages. I say that because, like, over the years, I've had to learn certain phrases in different languages, and I'm really good at saying it, even though I have no idea what I'm saying. I mean, I know some phrases in certain languages. I just... other types of semi-soft cheeses, like mozzarella and Monterey Jack, are great for melting over foods. Their slightly elastic texture helps keep the cheese smooth as it turns to liquid. Pair with a fruity wine like Riesling or Pinot Noir. Ooh. I actually really like mozzarella, so that's good. Firm cheese retains little moisture from their milk beginnings. These are the ones that you pair with full-bodied and sweet wines. Oh, wait, hang on. I almost forgot to check the time. Okay, I think I have... Geez, I've only played, like, two songs. Well, I'll probably end up talking a little more about this, about the pairings, and then I'll probably say goodbye because I love talking about this stuff for some reason. Okay, so again, about the firm cheese, after their curds are removed from the whey, firm cheeses are drained and heated again to evaporate excess moisture. Next, they are wrapped in cloth and stored anywhere from 2 to 18 months. Interesting. Storing both reduces moisture content and increases the rich, nutty flavors. Ooh, those are the cheeses that have the nutty flavors. Oh, man, I really want to try that stuff. Usually the most flavorful and sharp cheeses are aged the longest. Firm cheeses, because of their sharp, strong flavor, pair well with many sweet and fuller-bodied wines. Oh. Would that mean sharp cheddar cheese? I don't know. I'd have to find examples for that. Match extra firm cheese with medium-bodied wines. Extra firm cheeses like Parmesan and Romano, have the least residual moisture of any fresh cheese. A couple days after they are placed into molds, they are salted in brine and left to mature for 2 to 7 years. Seriously? That's a long time. Not coincidentally, extra firm cheeses have a sharp, salty flavor and have become the topping of choice for many chefs. Extra firm cheeses pair well with medium to full-bodied wines. Oh, okay. That's pretty cool. So let's see. What's interesting is that, wow, this is really interesting. I'm finding this information on an article or maybe just, no, this actually says at the top, pairings for National Wine and Cheese Day. You can find it on a website called gallofamily.com. They do wine blogs, and I think, this is a blog. Interesting. Cool. All right, well, hang on, let me do something. Okay. All right, that works. How much time do I have left? And how long is the song that I chose? I did not check. Ooh. Okay. Yeah, that works. Okay. Mm. So, again, you can find I'm reading off information from a website called gallofamily.com. You can check out their wine blogs. One of them is called Pairings for National Wine and Cheese Day. I think I'm getting close to running out of time. So what's really cool is that they not only show you what preferred – They have a list of, like, preferred wine and cheese pairings, which is really cool. This might actually help me because I'm always trying to try different wines, different champagne, and I never really knew what kind of cheese to pair it off with because I only get sharp cheddar cheese, and I think it's mild cheddar cheese, which is pretty cool. I love those kind of cheeses. I also love Parmesan, and I also love Gorgonzola. I also love I can't remember. Oh yeah, I love blue cheese. Good grief, I'm dumb. So let's see. If you are interested in Chardonnay, you can try Brie, Gouda, Gruyère, Parmesan, Provolone cheese. There's a lot of different types of cheeses. Anyways, oh wow, yeah, I'm cutting it short. Anyways, everyone, that's a lot of talking for me. My voice is cracked, and I need to do a recording for my YouTube channel this week for today. So I hope you all have a great morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. I am saying goodbye with Tiny Bubbles by Don Ho. Bye, everyone.
Tiny Bubbles. Bubble.